This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. When you aren't feeling all that well, it's entirely likely your physician or psychiatrist is going to prescribe you one pill or another to address whatever ails you. Now, what if I told you you could reduce some stress levels, increase attention spans, and have other mental health benefits with something far more organic? There's new research out of the University of Michigan that confirms the mental health benefits of time spent out of doors, and it adds little something extra to existing research. Mary Carol Hunter is an associate professor of the U of M's School of Natural Resources and has put forth some new findings with her study on what she calls the outdoor pill. Good morning to you, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning, David. How are you?
I am excellent. And just to start, how do you define the outdoor pill?
Well, I call it the nature pill for short, and the way I define it is spending even a small amount of time consciously aware of your interaction with nature. Typically, it would just be going outside for any amount of time. But you can also get it from inside. In fact, the first studies on this were done at hospitals showing that people who had a view outdoors where they saw tree canopies and sky had shorter hospital stays and required less medication.
So it's kind of proximity to nature, not necessarily inside of nature.
That's right.
Part of what your study has defined is putting some parameters on the minimal amount of time and duration this outdoor pill is needed to yield some positive changes. And how exactly did you come up with the minimal time needed?
The minimal time has been a big question for about the last 10 years, and there's a variety of studies that have different results, but it's hard to get the low-end amount. So what I did was developed an app that you could go on a mobile phone to easily take this type of data and not interfere with the experience of nature. Of course, I had a great app programmer to help me do this.
That's always helpful, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. And what we did was we got an app that people could take when they went out for their nature experience. We had about 50 people that joined in this experiment, and when they did so, they agreed to try to go outside just 3 times a week for 10 minutes or more if they wanted to. But that was the minimum request, and this was during the summer when it was a little bit easier to go out. So what they did was right before they had their nature experience, and it could either be sitting on the front porch or going for a walk around the block or being in a park or being in wilderness, the whole range, wherever. We asked them where they were, of course. They would answer 4 questions that had to do with characteristics of stress of our modern daily lives that you just mentioned. It had to do with ability to focus, perceived stress levels, mood, and perceived energy levels. They had their nature experience. The app took care of where they were, how long they were experiencing nature, so they didn't have to pay attention to that. And then at the end, they were asked to answer the same 4 questions. Analyzing this data, we were able to tell what the relationship was between going out in nature, the impact on these things relative to time. So the self-report that they gave to us indicated that as little as 10 minutes was sufficient to improve everything in terms of the mental well-being characteristics that we measured. And on top of that, we also got a physiological measure. At 4 different times during the 8-week study, we asked them to take a little dental chew it up, stick it in a tube, and then they gave it back to us.
And we found?
We found that the results from testing body cortisol levels backed up what their self-report was. That is to say, for 60% of the nature pills that people took, and there were many in this group, so about 800 in the group of 50, but for the ones that we tested, 60% of the time, there was a measurable, significant decrease in their cortisol levels. And cortisol will go down as your stress is reduced and go up when your stress is high.
You're listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking about the mental health benefits of time spent outdoors, even in the cold winter months. Our guest this morning is Mary Carol Hunter. She's an associate professor of the U of M School of Natural Resources and has put forth some new findings with her study on what she calls the outdoor pill, or as you've heard her refer to it, as the nature pill. Now, you mentioned that the study was conducted largely in the summer months and people getting outside into nature and natural areas. What about in our urban centers, and what about in the winter months? Can we expect that the same findings are going to take place?
we asked people where they were, and then we made a correlation between the rejuvenation that they felt in the kind of place that they were in. And we found that for people that had their nature pill in a private green space, which is almost always their yard or their front porch, or a very small public place, the greatest restoration was achieved. Now, that's not to say that restoration didn't occur in these other places. It certainly did. But consistently, those kinds of smaller green places gave the greater restoration. What it shows is that we don't have to go very far. You can take a walk around the block, as long as you're living in some place that's got some street trees and a little bit of green.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. Once again, I'm David Fair, and we're talking with Mary Carol Hunter from the University of Michigan School of Natural Resources. You made a presentation on your study's findings, and you did so before the American Society of Landscape Architects. Does that speak to the way we probably have to develop our cities, our urban areas, and our communities moving forward to better take advantage of the benefits of nature?
Yes, the talk was focused more on the aspect of the nature pill, what kind of pill to take. So if you put this in medical terms, what dose seems to be, from our study, 2 to 3 times a week for 10 minutes will give positive effects. But which pill to take, that is to say, what kind of nature experience is going to best serve this to you? The research was based on the fact that our increasingly dense cities, where infill is a desirable thing to be more sustainable and reduce infrastructure costs, et cetera, does leave us with a problem of having less ability to have green space close to where people are most regularly and can most easily access it. So what I am doing additionally is some other research to look at what are those critical aspects of nature that, when present, will provide the restorative value that we can see, you know, in a front yard or in your backyard or in a small park. Say you're walking down the street, going to and from the pharmacy at lunchtime is the only time you're going to be outside, and you're in the middle of the heart of a city. What can we do as designers of urban space to help people get restoration under those circumstances?
Might that better help answer the question moving forward as to why it might be better to exercise outdoors than spending hours upon hours in gyms?
Yes, but the caution there is that physical activity is one of the other ways that people can actually get restoration along those same measures that I was talking about. So nature pill is not the only way to get it, but studies have been done comparing the two and have found that people that exercise outside generally get a higher benefit in those mentally restorative ways.
Well, we've been talking a lot about research, and we've been talking a lot about findings, but let's personalize it just a little bit. Now, you live in Ann Arbor, and you spend a lot of time outdoors in the greater Ann Arbor area. What do you do to best take advantage of all that nature offers you?
Well, I find that we're very lucky here. This whole region, we've got a lot of places to go, but nobody has any time, me included. So I actually have to schedule myself to do it, make myself do it.
And that speaks to motivation, right?
That speaks to motivation. Motivation and practice to see and looking within yourself to see what are your own limitations. And it's easier to do it in the summer. It's harder to do it in the winter. But I can tell you from experience and watching how it works that if you can get yourself to do it in the winter, you're far more likely to continue on year-round. And so I have some tricks for doing it in the winter.
And what would those be?
Which took several years to perfect. You have to make a pact with yourself that you're going to do it for at least a month straight, or you can pick your own time. But it's got to be a considerable period of time, no matter what. You're going to go out for at least 10 minutes every day. What it usually amounts to is having the right kind of clothes and the right kind of footwear, because you can just walk around your block. I mean, you don't have to find the perfect place to go.
And as you're pointing out, you don't have to be cold while you do it.
You don't have to be cold, and you don't have to be slipping either. So good footwear that's nice and stable, and if it's still too slippery to do that, which it's increasingly icy with warming winters, get a pair of yak tracks, you know, at your local hardware, or get a pair of some little clamp-on metal bits.
Spikes?
Spiky, yeah, they're spiky kind of things. They're just little rubber slip-ons that go over any pair of shoes or boots you have. But I found personally that that was by some margin the most critical thing, because it's easy to do the clothes. And actually, once you start to go out and experience the beauty of nature, which is shockingly beautiful and very quiet in the winter, you'll find that it's like a different kind of cupcake. It's something that tastes way different than it does in the summer, and it's fabulous. Going out at night, because we have so much darkness in the winter, is also a great way to do it. There's a quietude in the night, especially if you go out just as the sun is starting to set. We get great colors in Michigan after these all great days. So that's another thing that can really keep you going.
There are a lot of people like me, or at least I like to believe that, and are winter hibernators. Absolutely do not like to go outside. What might I find early on in the experiment of getting outside in the winter, experiencing nature in that way? What is going to be my immediate benefit?
First, let me tell you that I've got some tricks for that, too, because I feel the way you just described often enough. Don't want to go out there. So there's two really easy ways to do it. One is to find the best view you can, whether it's in the building you work in or someplace at home, and just sit right up close to the window and let yourself just look, even if it's just looking at the sky.
Interesting.
So that's an easy thing to do. You can be nice and toasty, but pay attention to what you're looking at. The second thing, and this is maybe not quite as sustainable as we'd like, but if you're going someplace in a car, if you can take a route that will allow you to not have to be so engaged with traffic and allow you to see the canopy in the sky, open the window, turn the floor heat up, and just smell the air. Smelling the air makes you end up visually engaging and psychologically engaging much more with the nature elements that are around you. But, of course, you have to do this in a safe place.
I love that. I think I'm going to try that on the way home today.
Yeah, no spikes needed.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Well, I could talk to you all day long. Unfortunately, our time is winding down. But any last words for somebody that's listening today that might not have, to this point, taken advantage of what you call the nature pill?
Yes, I'm glad you asked. This is a plea to all parents to get their children out. I did a study a couple of years back on a different topic, but one of the results that it showed was that when people as children had access to nature, they were three times more likely to get the positive reaction to and benefits from nature than people who lived in very urbanized areas and had a much less reduced experience of nature. So now we have this natural program, No Children Left Behind. It's helping the school systems get the kids out, but our kids are still outside so little now. I mean, it's actually shocking. I mean, our nature pill is for adults. It's like no adult brain left inside. So we can think of it in the same way. But if moms and dads, if you can get your kids out, it'll get you out too. And you'll be giving the kids a legacy that will help them be able to use nature as a safe nature pill, pharmaceutical, when they grow up.
I can't think of a more positive note to end on. I thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome. Go out there. You too, David. And thank you for talking to me about this.
I am most certainly going to give it a shot, and I'll start by rolling my windows down on the way home.
Oh, yeah, and smell that air.
That is Mary Carol Hunter, an associate professor at the University of Michigan School of Natural Resources. She's put forth some new findings with her study on what she calls the outdoor pill, or the nature pill. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division, and it's heard each Wednesday as part of Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.